K-State Nation, what up? Game week is here. Another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. Eddie Greer, host of this quote-unquote other K-State podcast here on Monday, August 18th, 2025. Thank you for tuning into this episode, which will go out right off the bat. I know I didn't post an episode yesterday. Apologies about that. But probably the last time I did that, because we'll have y'all covered throughout the week. Obviously, our final thoughts before the Iowa State game later on in the week as well. But this is the postcast of K-State women's soccer for the second consecutive game. K-State scores two goals in the second half and for the second straight game shuts out their opponent. This time was Portland State yesterday in Music Family Park. 2-0 in the scan, and for this, yeah, pretty much ran it back like he did against Oral Roberts. So what a start for head coach Colin Corbin and the K-State's women's soccer team. And I'm gonna get straight on into it. We'll get into stats momentarily here, right after this, here on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Welcome back to this postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, K-State women's soccer 2, Portland State nothing. Yes, I repeat, yep, it's the same score as the opening night. K-State women's soccer 2, Portland State nothing. Eddie Greer III here on this postcast edition of this episode. Yeah, so Hannah Palmer, who made fingerprints on the opening game, right, with two assists, had her first goal, and it didn't come until kind of the halfway point of the second half there, putting K-State on the board. And then another insurance by Mabry Williams with 9 minutes to go in the second half there to add on insurance there, as K-State there has not allowed a goal in two games. Obviously, that's at home, but that's something to be at note, folks. 2-0 the score there, and they hand Portland State their first loss. And that was Portland State's first game of their season as well. But this is impressive. This is an impressive start right here. And obviously, yes, Oral Roberts, that was a big game. They beat them. They handled Portland State there. So look at the stats. Here's K-State's offense went, despite 18 shots, four of those were on goal. If those look correct there on the stat sheet there, K-State, only two goals out of that. But, hey, you still got the win, so that's huge there. Saves, only 2-1, advantage Portland State. Corner kicks, K-State 11. Portland State 1, offsides. K-State had two of those. Fouls, this was kind of a physical game as well here. 13-12 fouls called. K-State was favored in that there as well. A couple of yellow cards were handed in this match as well yesterday morning in Buser Family Park in Manhattan, Kansas, as Carmen Lewis and Liv Frazier were handed yellow cards there as well. So this, K-State Nation, is the first time K-State women's soccer has started 2-0. You got to go back to 2018 again. Going back to the shots, 9-2 advantage there for K-State yesterday morning there as well. Hey, this was a defense, again, this has had all thoughts of running it back, right? Oral Roberts, K-State, last week, no score until early moments of the second half. And then, of course, adding in insurance late, same thing happened right there as well. Again, Maddie Sibling, that one save there as well. So K-State has not let an opponent score in Buser Family Park. We're two games in to the season already there as well. And Colin Corbin with that win yesterday, now it's at 500 career coaching record there as well. She's 2-0 now with her new team, Wildcat Nation. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State 2, Portland State nothing. Here on the podcast, Eddie Greer III, and now K-State. We're working on improving that time. It's on that record at home at Music Family Park. But now I've talked about, in the last postcast, I talked about the August record for K-State women's soccer there And this win continues to prove that mark in the month of August all time, 16-12-6. And now K-State is 3-1-1 all time against the Big Sky Conference there in 18. Another number to keep in mind on this Monday. K-State's 18 shots, of course, 18 shots were the most since Iowa State. How about that? How about that transition? Iowa State on the football field Saturday morning on ESPN. Iowa State on the soccer field back in 2024. The last time K-State women's offense on soccer put this many shots on the board there as well. Hannah Palmer, what a start to this season already. 2 games in, 4 points. A goal and 2 assists. Hannah Palmer, 9th currently on the all-time list for K-State. And again, Hannah Palmer is only a sophomore, and she has been a huge factor already here in early in the 2025 season. And of note here as well, Lila Benz made her first career start, played all 45 minutes in the second half of this game here. Let me see here. Colleen Corbin, I'm going to go to her on the comments on Hannah Palmer after the game. And going back to the season opening win against Oral Roberts, quote, she just continues to show up and her work rate is always going to be high and she's going to cause chaos, and that's what we want out of her. So just looking forward to her continued growth as we go through the season there as well. And then I'm going to roll into the next question here that she answered here, and getting off to this good start after not allowing opponent Oral Roberts or Portland State not to get a goal at home to start off the season. Quote, nothing better. This is Colleen Corbin, head coach of K-State women's soccer. Nothing better than being 2-0-0 on opening weekend on your home turf, right? And now we just got to take that on the road, and that's going to present different problems, and that's what we needed in the preseason. Preseason is to be presented with different problems, but couldn't be prouder of the group. So happy for them and all the hard work they've done to get to this point, end quote there as well. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Kansas State 2-0 Portland State. K-State women's soccer off to a strong start after completing homestand on opening weekend. Eddie Weir III for this podcast here this Monday. This will come out immediately mid-morning. And of course, why not? Game week for K-State football. Top 25 matchup Saturday morning against Iowa State. Eddie Weir III here for just a couple more minutes. And Hannah Palmer, let me see if I can take something from her. Yeah, I'm going to take her last quotes here. Quote, she answers kind of the what has been a different this season to have 2 assists in the last game and a goal. She's been a factor. And probably the biggest reason why, one of the reasons anyways, that K-State is off to a great start since 2018. Quote, this is Hannah Palmer. Quote, I think just my work ethic, every single thing that I've done in games, it's stuff that I've come outside and practiced on my own. I just think it's just continuing to play to my strengths and do what I know how to do and just keep pushing, because that's what I've been working, end quote there as well. So interesting stretch here. Let's see here. And I'm going to actually go back to Mabry Williams, who put the exclamation mark on game 2 yesterday at home there. Quote, and she talks about being 2-0-0. Quote, not a lot of people can say that. Yeah, not that people can say that. Super grateful. I mean, we've been working hard in our preseason. It's been tough, but I'm glad that to get what we deserve. And we just have to continue working on getting better from here, end quote. Yeah, man. So, yeah, that's going to be the question mark now. This team going on the road. I said it during the summer. Right, they got a lot of home and road games, so this is going to be the first test here. And will that hard work pay off? What they did in the preseason, right? The preseason they played Mississippi State. Yeah, no, not Mississippi State, Missouri State. Excuse me, wrong M. And then of course they played Missouri in the preseason. Both those games on the road. This will count. South Dakota on Thursday night. There is the next, and that's going to be the first road game for Coach Corbin and her team. 6 o'clock is the match there as well. So we'll see if they can translate this on the road. And don't want to say the match juju, but look, we've seen it in with the soccer team, right? In the past, in the B era, team could come up with anything after the month of August on the road. So can Coach Corbin's team change the narrative there? That is going to be king. So we'll see if they can carry that, put that momentum on the road. The first hurdle on the road, South Dakota, Thursday night, part of a big week for Case Athletics. And of course, Saturday, huge game in Dublin, Ireland. The football team, Chris Kleiman, Avery Johnson in the squad, meet up with Matt Campbell in the Iowa State Cyclones in Dublin, Ireland. And more, I probably say, one of the more anticipated opening games in K-State football history. Yeah, I'm going to go on a limb and say that, folks. So there you go on that, folks, here. After Coach Corbin and their team go 2-0, led by Hannah Palmer there. K-State 2, Portland State nothing. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get where our podcast found free and available daily. I'm chance to record K-State content. Again, it's your first time listening to this podcast. Again, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, y'all know what it is, Google. Make sure you add this to your collection of K-State podcasts. I'm pretty sure they're rolling with a lot of content this week, obviously, surrounding football, but we're going to be bouncing around. Obviously, there's volleyball scrimmage going on this week on Wednesday. You have Hannah Palmer, Coach Corbin, maybe Reams and the rest of the team going to South Dakota Thursday. Got a day off in between. Then it's the big game on Saturday. And of course, you'll get my instant reaction after the fact of that game, so, of the Iowa State game anyways. And of course, postcast after every K-State athletic event. Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast with myself and Alex Aiden over there. We will finish our schedule predictions there this week. And then, of course, get Alex's thoughts on the keys to how K-State is going to beat Iowa State. Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R number 3, E-D-D-I-E apostrophe S podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R number 3, E-D-D-I-E apostrophe S podcast. And, of course, tell a fellow K-State fan about the Purple Project Podcast. This is Alex Ains in California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. How about it, K-State Nation? The soccer team off to a strong start after knocking off two opponents at home at Beasley Family Park. Once again, K-State 2, Portland State nothing. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.